donarem l'oportunitat de preguntar alguna cosa, d'escoltar els conferenciants amb les preguntes que els hi fem. Per tant, el primer que us he de demanar, sisplau, és que traieu el mòbil. Traieu el mòbil, el vostre mòbil, agafeu-lo, i intenteu connectar-vos a la pàgina web aquesta, és sli.do, val? Us hi connecteu, és moment, i introduir també el codi d'aquesta reunió, que és aquest que surt aquí, el 9596, i automàticament, doncs, amb la llengua que us sigui més còmoda, doncs, plantegeu preguntes, podeu plantejar preguntes generals o les podeu adreçar a alguna persona en particular. Funciona? Us hi heu pogut connectar? Sí?
Tenim una pregunta?
Ja tenim una pregunta.
Sí.
Abans de començar amb les preguntes, primer agrair a la Isabel, que és la que ha muntat la jornada, doncs, que ha fet una feina excel·lent perquè això pugui existir. Moltes gràcies, Isabel. Then, we should thank all the speakers. I hope all of you had the feeling that we had presentations which are at the edge of the composite knowledge. Each of them is really at the highest point of technology. I hope you had this feeling. So thank you very much for sharing this. Now we are going to open the question turn. We have a mobile system, so the audience can make questions. We have already one, and Isabel will read it, so please. Yeah.
This question is for Bas. They ask if Fokker is using preprex for producing some parts. So if Fokker is using preprex for producing some parts.
Yes, we are using prepregs for almost most of our parts indeed. Yeah. So we're using fabric systems and we are using UD prepregs.
I have some questions. For instance, we have heard about thermoplastic matrices as something that it seems to be a need for the future of composites, but we have been hearing about, let's say, high performance thermoplastics, polyether, ether ketones, this kind of high temperature thermoplastics. But what about, let's say, high commodity thermoplastics or low cost thermoplastics like polypropylene, polyester, PET. Is there a chance for your sector to have these matrix composites, maybe not a structural applications? For instance, Carlo, what do you think? Or also Pablo?
Structure needs with very reduced margins. We are the industry with the lowest margin except retailing. So there are two aspects taken into account. Costs, for sure, if you are talking about peak, there is no chance to be applying construction. We were hoping a lot concerning the automotive industry from the application of cheap carbon fiber, for example, coming from the automotive, because our hope was that since, for example, the BMW i3 is a car that is producing more than 30,000 units a year, so this would expect an impact on the carbon fiber cost that since they space grade carbon. You could have more affordable carbon for industry application. So we did not serve this trend. So even, for example, carbon fiber is a problem for to be applied in construction. Another problem with normal thermoplastic is, I think, is creep for the construction industry, because the nature of the loads is really different if you go from aerospace, automotive, and construction. We in construction, we deal a lot of time with very high permanent load. The ratio between the live loads, so say, and the dead load is very low. If you think, for example, a retaining wall for soil, the load is the load of the soil that is continually to be applied on this is continually applied to the structures of permanent load. So the creep performance of the element is very important. The creep rupture is another very important aspect to take into account. And also considering that you take into account creep interacting with other phenomena like the presence of moisture or other chemicals. So if you think creep, the first thing, at least for us, is not thinking to thermoplastic. Another thing that I need to add concerning thermoplastic for civil engineering application, the next Euro code that is going to be published 2020-2022 will not cover thermoplastic metrics. It's going to cover only thermosafety metrics. This is the situation.
Thanks a lot. It was clearly a reason to avoid thermoplastic in construction. What about the automotive sector?
So we really have clients asking for this, and we know that they are working already. So we've not been yet, we've been asked now by one pretty big OEM to start working on this, but it's not yet, normally we progress based on projects. Let's say we try to do internal research as much as possible, but the big push is when we have an actual project. And we know that everybody is active, and what the CFRTPs and the GFRTPs are, they seem at the trend. Everybody thinks that we will be able to produce parts in the correct with the correct timing, and quality should be enough for crash, as we were discussing. They should work well. So as soon as the technology is ready, it seems very promising, and with PA6, let's say, that is not a super advanced thermoplastic, things should work. Of course, we will need to investigate more and to understand if there is an, which is the impact on the fracture toughness for crash. But I think it's one of the technologies that will be in the future, for sure.
Thanks a lot. And a short comment, Bas, about the use of, or the chance of low-cost polymers in non-structural parts in aerospace.
I think it would really, really make sense to, especially when automotive industry is using more and more of these materials, they will have a big reduction in costs. So it would make a lot of sense to use them for the non-structural applications, and possibly even structural applications. But it's going to be very important to look at other requirements in aircraft design, if we can actually apply these materials. So we need to then see if they are sensitive for chemicals, for example, or the long-term durations or the creep kind of aspects. And up to now, we are using mostly the higher grade thermoplastics to mitigate these design requirements. But there are definitely opportunity if the costs are low enough and it meets the requirements, it makes a lot of sense.
Thanks.
Yeah, we have several questions now for Alain. In the project of recycling, do you use chemical recycling of biocomposite?
No. I did not development of chemical recycling of biocomposite, probably due to the high sensitivity of plant fiber to chemical products. Yes, this this process is used for carbon or glass fiber, but not for biocomposite.
There are also several questions for Alexei related to the 3D printing. For example, they ask if it's possible to use different fiber filaments in anisoprene printers.
Yes, sure. We developed open system, so you can, with our printers, you can try different type of filaments and different type of plastic. For now, we suggested two type of reinforcing filaments. It's carbon fiber and basalt fiber. And of course, we are going to work in future with glass fibers, with aramid fibers, and probably some other fibers. And if some body from researchers would like to use our printer to try own fibers, it's also possible, I think so.
And they are also wondering about the recycling process of your products, because at the end it's a mixture of thermoplastic plus a fiber coated in a thermoset resin. So have you tried to recycle these products? Or?
Seriously, we didn't think about this question, but I see that it's very trend question for now, and of course from today we will start to think about it.
And I think there is also another question for you, which is the tolerance level that can be achieved with your printers?
Well, the tolerance, I can't tell you about real tolerance because it's comparable with normal 3D printers, but we have a special resolution of our part. If in normal 3D printers you have resolution about 0.01 millimeters, for our composite material it's bigger, it's 0.3-0.4 millimeters resolution, so it's rather a rough surface. However, to make a better surface quality, we can print external plastic shells with a rather good resolution comparable with normal 3D printing. So you have complicated internal structure into the part. You have rough resolution with composite reinforcement, and outside you have rather good resolution and surface quality.
Okay. And then there is a more general question for all of you. They are asking if it's possible in the near future to reduce the overall cost and to amplify the mass use of the composites, but composites by combining all the subjects of today's.
This is a difficult question. Who dares to answer?
The perspective of the construction industry concerning the composites. There is a lot of interest in the application of composite in the construction, especially for, as I explained to you in my presentation, concerning durability. The big problem is the mindset of, say, the general politicians, in the sense that, especially for an infrastructure element, nowadays we expect a life of more or less expect 100 years. So the objective is to minimize the cost on these 100 years. And even if you can pay an initial cost is higher, when you have the entire picture, imagine the used composite. Okay, it's true that initial cost is higher than reinforced concrete or steel. But if you have the entire picture on the entire life of the element, considering that composite is much more durable, you can demonstrate that globally, the on the entire life cycle, the cost of the composite element is lower. Then, if you are able to convince the politicians, the administration, that the initial higher cost is really a sensible thing to do. Composite don't have problem, I'm talking about thermoset and GFRP to be introduced in the construction. The problem is that if you enter in the mechanism that you are looking only the short-term benefit, in the sense that you are looking only to the next election in 4 years, there is no chance to introduce composite, because initial cost is for sure higher, and there is no competition with steel and reinforced concrete that are very cheap.
So from the automotive, I think that right now is growing very fast, and in the moment that China will have big plants, big production plants to produce structural parts, that they are almost ready, let's say, then the costs will reduce drastically, because for 30,000 units, automotive industry is a monster. So you need to move millions of units, let's say, to make an impact. And this will happen as soon as China is able to provide the world with, and this is not so far, I think, because there are clear movements on this, and they will be in China for sure, maybe in Germany or US, but in China there will be big factories. So when this will happen, then people will be able, we will be able to afford more parts in the vehicles, and not only in the most expensive ones.
If we have a look on your file presentation this morning, I think one of the key points was not only performance but recycling. Speak about recycling, and I think it is a major key point for the development of composite, of course, especially with thermoplastic. If we add plant fiber, we can also develop compostable composite, which is also very interesting due to environmental issues. Of course, it's not still perfect, but I think we can. We must work together on these topics, even if the products are not fully mature. But for me, it is essential to develop bio-based and compostable composite for the future.
I remember in one of your slides speaking about hemp reinforcing concrete. Is something under investigation, or how mature it is? Which is the concern? I imagine that the biggest concern is about durability of the hemp concrete.
On the concrete, I'm not really a specialist of this kind of composite, but I have colleagues working on this topic. About durability of fiber. I'm not sure the fiber, the plant fiber, are really a problem. You have, you can have a short impact, you can wash, you can reuse it. You know there are some boats can use. If a fiber are protected, embedded into a polymer matrix, it is not really a problem. The problem is to manufacture parts without defects, from water, for environment. Currently in the lab, we have a collaboration with Musée du Louvre about characterization of very old flax, but from Egyptian period. We are characterize this fiber by atomic force microscopy to study the mechanical performances. Approximately, they are 4,000 years old. The mechanical properties are the same as fibers, current fibers. So, durability of flux is not a problem if they are keeping good condition.
Thank you very much for this nice comment. Do you have any other question?
Yeah, there is another general question. Is any company of yours using twist synthetic yarns such as Aramid, Vectren or Dyneema to manufacture some parts? Is it better the carbon fiber instead? No, none of you?
Well, I told that with our technology you can use different types of fiber, but it depends on application. For example, you need to apply carbon fiber if you would like to have big stiffness of your structure. If you don't need a really stiff structure but rather strong, you can use glass fiber or basalt fiber for application where you need a lightweight structure that could have big toughness. You may use aramid fibers. So it depends.
There is a question for Bas. For high specification thermoplastics, for example, PEC, what are the typical processing conditions you are working with? Temperature, pressure, cycle time, etc.
Yeah, so if you're going to do thermoplastic welding, then you're locally heating your parts. So you are dealing maybe with very high temperatures. You have to be careful that you understand your polymer so that you know what are the, for example, the degradation temperatures. And furthermore, if you're working with polymers that are semi-crystalline, then you also need to take into account the effect of the processing, so the time that it requires to crystallize is actually governing the time that you have to process it. So you need to have a certain cooldown rate to ensure that your part is fully crystallized, and the crystallization is then again needed for chemical resistance, for example. So it's really like my last slide, we really need to understand how the process conditions are affecting the polymer and the performance of the part.
Okay, and how does the thermoplastic welding compare to adhesives in terms of mechanical properties and cost?
If you compare it to the thermosets, then in general we have a fracture toughness which is 5 times higher. So we're going from 0.3 to 1.5, for example, from mode 1. Kilojoules square meter, and by welding we are achieving the same fracture toughness as that we see in normal laminate. What you can also do is, one of the examples that I showed is the bridge joint, that was the autogrid bridge joint structure where we use injection molded fillers, and for that filler we actually tailored our compound. So we took a thermoplastic grade which is more ductile, so we took advantage of plasticity, and we were actually able to achieve 10 times higher fracture toughness than thermoset material. So you can use the plasticity effects or the increased fracture toughness of thermoplastics to your advantage in your design. So that means you really need to design, take that into account in your design.
And another question related to the thermoplastic welding. They ask if you are using for structural union or only for secondary unions?
Could you repeat that?
If you are using thermoplastic welding for a structural union,
yeah,
or only secondary
union? So now the parts that you saw, for example, the movables, they are all structural parts. There is no fastener involved in there, so it's structural connections. I think we also apply thermoplastic welding for non-structural parts. I believe that we are using it in small brackets, for example, for cables, for wiring, and then you can use spot welding kind of techniques. Well, it's still a structural connection, but not a primary structure.
and also some general questions. Do you think the automotive industry will use woven or non-woven fabric? And would they be thermoplastic only? Do you think the automotive industry will use the woven or non-woven fabric?
So we are using woven and non-woven. I mean, the industry is using it already.
And they say, if would they be thermoplastic only? Or I guess they could, no? They were thinking probably on thermosets or thermoplastics.
Well, as I said, now we are mainly using epoxy,
mm-hmm.
But the feeling is that the thermoplastics should be better, so it has a big potential. So I don't know if I answered the question.
Well, now I take the opportunity because I think it's time to finish. Many thanks for posing these questions that make the discussion alive. And I would like to finish with one question to see if we have a short answer from each of the speakers. They have presented their developments. As I told you, I think that they are really at the edge of the technology and composites. But my question is, what kind of partner would you like to see around you? What kind of company or institution would you like knock the door of your company to collaborate with it? Because we have here companies and institutions from really different sectors, textile, polymers, fibers, and maybe your answer can bring some inspiration to their activities. So what kind of partner would you like to see knocking your door?
Hard questions to answer because depend for us, for example, it really depends where you need to apply this technology. Because what happened that we have a work site all over the world, in Spain, for example, in Canada, Australia. If I want to introduce companies in one of these countries, in Spain, okay, it's easy. It's easier because we have a Spanish contractor. Institution relies on us often, so we don't need special things to do that. But if I need to move to do the same things in a foreign country, I will need an institution that has a good reputation in the country where we are developing this infrastructure, for example, in Canada or in Australia. Then, university or research centers depends very much on the timing. Often, we are not famous around the world, like construction industry, to be good planners. We have the problem that we try to solve the problem when we encounter the problem. So often the problem is the time, because you have to solve the problem once you have discovered it, and we need to run, because often the contract has some penalties. For each day we don't solve the problem, we pay money. And so this is a problem between often the construction industry and the university, because the times are complete. You want to do the things doing very well, and we understand, but at the same time we don't have this time because we are paying our client the penalties. This is another big problem. So often we need someone that has understand that we need to find a balance between costs and time. And I think that apart from this, if it's good to work with the research center and university when we have worked on long-term projects, for example, for composites. This is a good chance to collaborate because we don't have the pressure of the work side on us. This could be, and then synergy with other industries, for sure, with automotive, if they're able to provide us cheap carbon fiber. This is good. With wind energy, we have some synergy because we build our girder using the same infusion technology they use for their blades. So each improving there, we can translate in our field. So I think there are good chance to collaboration also with the other with the aeronautic sector. I don't know because the costs are completely different. So I don't know. That is much difficult for us.
Thanks a lot. Let's see what partner would you like to see around Fokker.
Well, since we're now part of GKN Aerospace, we are already a very large company. So actually, we have GKN-wide more than 50,000 people working. And since we have a presence in almost every country, they have their local ecosystem. So they have research institutes and university. But maybe it's nice to say that how I got actually involved with the University of Girona is that we are attending this kind of workshops, we are attending this kind of conferences, and then we see some great capability. So my first contact with Girona was through seeing a presentation from Albert Jerome in Eindhoven, and then we thought, okay, these guys are really good in the elimination modeling and characterizing bonded joints, and that's how we then got in touch, and now we are collaborating already for the last few years. So we are constantly looking around for who's developing something that we could use.
Thanks. But maybe it would be more interesting to focus on industrial partners you would like to see around Indiana, for instance.
So what we really need to help our clients, because we are a service company ourselves, so, is to faster in a movement of the knowledge from the academy to the industry. This is unfortunately a big issue, and the automotive industry lives with the good enough. Then the cost of opportunity is really high for you, in fact, because you are losing the opportunity to incorporate the knowledge in the industrialization process. But if it's not fast enough, the industry will live with the good enough. So then when it's good enough, it's too late. So for this, we are really working hard to build up PhD guys in our company, and of course it's difficult because we don't allow them to progress in their PhDs, but we are promoting industrial PhDs that somehow will be connected with you, but they will be working with us. But honestly, we need different. We really need an academic partner that will adjust a little bit to our wishes and help us to industrialize the knowledge and help us to push, convince the OEMs and then push the solvers, Elsdyna, Abacus, Pumpcash, etc., to introduce this in actual material cards. So just one example, the most advanced material cards or material models in composites are all coded in Abacus. But BMW is using Z-Zone to mimic actual crash. So do you see? So how is possible that the only OEM using Abacus explicit for crash is needs to use Z-Zone that it moves the model to elastoplastic curve? This is a shame. Total shame. So just one example.
Alan?
Yes, if we consider the biocomposite field, I think for us the most important is to, for a consortium, is to aggregate partners all along the chain value, which is very large in biocomposite, from the field, from the farmer to the car manufacturer, for example. So you have to find a producer of fiber, producer of preform, and of course rank one or rank two suppliers, and of course academic partners. One important point, if you want to have a chance to succeed in European or national projects, is also to integrate end-of-life consideration, especially LCA or recycling. Some calls underline this point, and of course have good relationships between the partners, because even if you have the best expert, but if you can talk with him, the project is rarely a success. So for me, relationships are essential in the project.
Well, I believe that we have not achieved entire potential of composite material right now in our technology, and we would like to develop it, develop material properties of the composite. However, it requires strong chemistry expertise, strong chemistry expertise, but unfortunately most people in our company, it's mechanical engineers, programmers and sellers, so it would be nice to collaborate with somebody who really experts in polymer chemistry and can help us to develop our filament, our reinforcement filament for different types of fibers, for different types of impregnation composition. It's first type of collaboration. And of course, if we also have not so much sources in our startup company, and we can take all field of testing for composite material. So if it also would be nice if somebody can help us investigate properties for our material, not only just static, but its impact, other resistance.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ara ho deixem aquí. Moltes gràcies per haver vingut i la propera doncs la podem fer del tema que vulguem entre tots. La Isabel ja l'heu conegut, som al Campus Compòsits, mentre que parlem d'alguna cosa que s'assembli als compòsits, doncs ho podem fer i estarem encantats de propiciar-ho. La idea és anar generant aquest ecosistema, aquesta relació de coneixement mutu i de confiança, i d'aquí segur que sorgiran oportunitats. Moltes gràcies per haver vingut i fins una altra.